The flickering of the white lights seemed to mirror the sparkle in his eyes. He glanced at her, and their gazes caressed one another as he squeezed her hand gently. A soft smile curved his lips. Her love for this immortal man consumed every inch of her soul and body. The bottle of expensive champagne they drank was perfect. The filet mignon they ordered for dinner was perfect. Mateo was perfect, as always. Joseph Redfeather was perfect. Right now, everything in Dawn's world seemed just perfect again. When there was a break in the music, she excused herself from the table to freshen up her makeup, and to make sure her hair was still holding its carefully styled, just-got-laid look she paid so much money to achieve. Once in the ladies' room, she stood before the mirror and stared at her glowing image. It had been hours since their enthusiastic tryst against the wall in her apartment, but she was still radiating a special glow only an act of such intense sexual activity could inspire. A smile claimed her kiss-swollen lips as she thought about the amazing man who waited for her in the next room. The vampire? The unbelievable and secret world he claimed to exist in when he was away from her could not be as awful as it seemed if he was part of it. But she was not going to think about any of that stuff tonight, she reminded herself. The music was beginning again as Joseph Redfeather started his last music set of the evening. Grabbing her evening bag, she headed out of the ladies' room. She had only taken a couple of steps, though, when the breath stopped short in her chest and her feet ceased to move. Mateo was walking toward her. Like a sleek, dark panther, he moved through the crowd on the dance floor. His long hair had slipped out from behind one of his ears, partially covering his eye on that side of his face, and tumbling provocatively over one of his broad shoulders. Wearing all black, and in this dim lighting, his raven hair seemed to blend into his black jacket and shirt, making it appear as if his thick tresses had no ending. She reminded herself to breathe. As he drew nearer, she could see the suggestive glint in his dark gaze. His thoughts were as transparent as the glass enclosure surrounding this rooftop establishment. Was he going to seduce her right here, right now? She could only hope. He was still several steps away, but his burning gaze was reaching out and touching her entire body intimately. His eyes moved over her with slow persuasion before coming to rest on her trembling lips, which were parted with the panting breaths she was now taking. If he kissed her right now, she was sure she would be the one who would lose control this time, and they might have a repeat performance of the one they had earlier tonight in her apartment, right here in the middle of the dance floor. She drew in a ragged breath and unconsciously held it at the back of her throat for a moment before exhaling it in one sharp gust. A slightly crooked smile curved his full lips as he held his hand out toward her. Her legs felt unsteady and weak on her sky-high stilettos. "May I have this dance, Miss Malone?" he asked in a deep, husky voice. "Swoon, swoon, swoon." She stared at him with wide eyes. She couldn't speak, so she merely nodded her head and reached out to take his hand. As their fingers entwined, Dawn was sure fireworks just went off overhead. He pulled her into his arms and they moved into the throng of other couples dancing to the slow romantic music. But she didn't notice anyone other than the immortal man who held her in his loving embrace. Her head rested in the crook of his neck, and she breathed in the musky scent of his intoxicating cologne. One of his arms encircled her waist, holding her as close to him as possible. Their other hands were clasped together against their sides as they swayed to the haunting music, wafting among the twinkling lights encircling the dance floor. If it could be in her power, she would never allow this enchanting night to end. She knew without a doubt this was where she had always been destined to be, in his arms, now and always. As the music gently faded away, Mateo bent her backward with a graceful dip and leaned down over her. Time was suspended in this amorous moment as his mouth descended on her lips and claimed them with a tender kiss. It was more enchanting than a dream, and this was a dreamland Dawn wished she could stay in forever.